Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's April 7th, 2008 Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Tonight, you're going to be hearing from one of the top Platinum Executive Directors on the team, and we are recording tonight's call, and it will be available for future use. Now, to introduce tonight's special group trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, the leader of our Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore.
Randy, can you hear me good, loud and clear?
Yes, sir.
You know, I put myself on mute so many times there and took it off, so I forgot where I was at. You know, Randy, this next lady, as you know, everybody knows that's ever heard me, is one of my very favorites. But besides being one of my very favorite and a personal friend of the families, this lady is fantastic when it comes to training. So I would suggest that everyone listen very closely tonight what she's going to say, take notes, and like you say, because of her expertise, this call is being recorded tonight so our associates can listen to it over and over again. You know, this lady is as earned basis, making better than $2,000 a week as earned, Randy, no advances, probably $2,500 or so a week. And been on the team over 20 years now, always faithful to the team, always ready to help someone else. And tonight, again, I want to introduce to you a very favorite of mine, a platinum jacket earner, a $100,000 ring earner, a leader, one of the top group trainers for years in the group marketing division, good with her own team, good recruiter, none other than our personal friend, Miss Linda Bowden.
Well, thank you, Kenneth, and as everybody in this call, if you don't know it by now, you should know it, that Kenneth Moore was my mentor in the group business, and he had the privilege, and I say that with a lot of jest and a lot of love, of training me way back when. And I think what I'm going to do for a theme for tonight is called Going Back to the Basics in the Prepaid Legal Group Business. One of my longtime members or mentors in the business of sales, Mr. Tom Hopkins, used to remind everybody about going back to the basics at least once a year. And at the time that I was studying him, he was known as the world's leading sales trainer, and he was really, really big on the basics. And once you get the basics down, you could pretty much do everything after that. But you've got to kind of really stay straight to the basics. I believe the group business is really the same way. You know, we have, you know, with the advent of the ADRS program and the BCA programs, for example, sometimes we just get so caught up, you know, in being examples or experts, for example, in identity theft sales that we forget about what got us to the dance in the first place. And that was good old payroll deduction group sales. And every month on this call, I learn or relearn very important tips or pearls or ways of saying something old and making it new. We usually have just terrific trainers on the call, and everybody has a unique and special way sometimes of saying some things that we could really help us in the group business. So hopefully you'll learn all something new tonight. You know, simplicity really is the secret. Keeping it as simple as possible and not getting too wrapped up in all the stuff, you know, unless you're going to become an expert in ADRS, and some people that, you know, just went to ADRS training. If you're going to become an expert in ADRS, then you need to learn that backwards, forwards, and upside down. It's something that you need to immerse yourself in. If you're going to be just group sales and do payroll deduction sales, it's something that you literally need to immerse yourself in, and you need to learn it inside out, backwards, forwards, and upside down. It's not just something that you go to a group school and then you go out and suddenly you know how to do group. It sometimes takes a while. It takes a while to really get good at what you do, and that's, I think, part of the essence of the whole business. It's doing the law of large numbers. It's going out and seeing large numbers of people. It's contacting people that you know who are presidents of companies or superintendents or own their own businesses. It's making those lists. It's making those phone calls, if that's what you want to do, to contact a group. But one of the biggest things that I've noticed, because I've been talking to a lot of new people that are starting to get into the group business, and some of them have never been in the group business, is really getting them to understand that even in the group business, it's the law of large numbers. You have to put a lot of contacts in the pipeline. You've got to get out. If you're a face-to-face person like I am, I like to get out. I learned a long time ago from Tom Hopkins that the hardest thing to get rid of is the body. You know, when you walk into the business, the body's the hardest thing to get rid of. The second hardest thing to get rid of is the phone call. You know, people don't like to hang up on you, so it's a little bit harder when you call them for them to hang up on you. The easiest thing to get rid of is an email. The second easiest thing to get rid of is a letter. They just toss it in the basket before they even look at it. Hopefully, you've got a great envelope or a great message on the outside of your envelope that encourages them to look at the inside. So I guess for those of you that are old and for those of you that are new in our business, you know, here's just some of the basics or the cornerstones of your group business. I'll call them secrets because they really aren't secret, but sometimes we think they're secret. Secret number one is know your products. I am so amazed at how many people in our business don't know the products. They don't even know the service. Read your contracts, especially if your group trainer hasn't taught you from the contract. And Kenneth will remember this. I mean, we learn from the contract. When I taught group school, I would spend the first half of the first day teaching that legal plan. Everyone knew that legal plan when I got done because we went line to line in the contract, and I had some very special tools that I would use to make it interesting so that they would learn the contract, learn the service, and be interested at the same time. So you really need to know the service. You learn it so well that you know every aspect of the membership reflexively. You can say every aspect practically in your sleep. There actually are prepaid legal associates out there, for example, who are selling a $36.95 identity theft plan. They're selling our program for $36.95, and they're calling it an identity theft program. How do I know? Because I've had people who became customers or members of mine who told me about it. They said, you know, I saw something just like this, and it was $36.95, and it was an identity theft program. It's because the person didn't know the products well enough. They were in a lead with identity theft. They didn't know the identity theft product well enough, and then they kind of threw the prepaid legal plan on top of it and called it an identity theft program. That tells me that person really didn't have a feel or an understanding for what that product is, so really, really learn your products. Also, have some of your favorite stories that you'll use over and over again to sell the membership. You know, many of the stories that you'll use over and over again are stories, you know, that you pick up from prospecting, you know, like a member. A member of yours will, you know, come up to you and say, hey, you know, I've got a story that I want to tell you. This happened to me, and one of my favorite prepaid legal stories has to do with document review. I heard it from a member. I'll use it as an example one-on-one with an employer. I also use it during my group presentations, and it goes like this. A member of mine in Northern Arizona went out and bought a truck. She faxed her contract into the law firm. Now, if I'm doing a group presentation, by the way, when I'm telling the story, I will look at the group and I'll say, how many of you have bought a car or truck in the last 2 years? There's always people that raise their hand. I will point at the people one by one who raised their hand. I'll say, did you have your contract reviewed? Did you have your contract reviewed? Did you have your contract reviewed? 99.9% of the time, every single one of them will say no. And they look at you kind of shocked, and I'll say, well, listen to what a member of mine did. A member of mine bought a truck and faxed her truck contract into the law firm. They reviewed it and faxed it back to her with a circle around an $800 cleaning fee that she was going to pay for 72 months at 8% interest. Now, I'm not very good at math. I'm not good at math at all, but I think that's a lot of money. And people will be so shocked by that. It's such a great example because they know. I said, that's how much money we saved our prepaid legal member by her simply faxing that contract in. So stories really do sell. So learn your product inside out, backwards, forwards, and upside down. Know it reflexively. That means you know it so internally that you can just rattle it off in your sleep. And then have your favorite stories to intersprinkle throughout the membership. Okay, secret number two. You must be a dedicated, coachable, and diligent worker. Okay? Dedicated, coachable, and diligent. When I was new, I was excited, but I was too scared not to be coachable. I listened to everything that Ken had to say because he was a successful person in my prepaid legal life. He was successful, I wasn't. I hadn't even gotten a check yet. He was successful, I wasn't. He coached me on what to do. Probably one of the best things that he ever told me, and this is so basic that I actually taught it to someone the other day who didn't know this little technique, But when I told them, it made sense to them, and here's how it goes. Don't leave your house after 8 a.m. in the morning, and don't come in before 5. Or better put, leave your house every day before 8 a.m. in the morning, and always come in after 5. I did this to a T. I mean, I faithfully, I remember it's a game for me. I remember leaving the house one day. It was 1 minute till 8, but I was out the door before 8. I made it a game. And why is that? It's a huge rule, and it's a great guide so you don't get stuck inside your house. There's so many things that could get you stuck inside of the house. Okay, secret number 3, start small. You know, I learned this from Kenneth as well. Start with your small groups. You know, I love small groups. Small groups are fun. They're easy. They're frankly glad to see you when you come around. They're not complicated. A lot of times they don't have an HR director. And you can go see them whenever you want to. You know, start small. You know, Rob Best, who happened to be in my group school, I don't take any credit for his success, but he did come up to me and says, I learned something from you. And I said, God forbid, what was it? He says, I learned to start small. He brags about how his average group size is like 27. See, because you can handle a small group. It's very, very manageable. You know, I remember people going out. I used to call it Big Itis. I used to teach in my class. I would put the words on the board, Big Itis. And I'll say, we have a disease in prepaid legal. It's called Big Itis. And the class would look at me like, is she out of her mind? What in the world is Big Itis? Big Itis is those of you who go out when they get done with their 2-day group school and they go to Walmart and try to open up Walmart, or they go to GM and try to open up GM, or they'll go to the City of Phoenix and try to open the City of Phoenix. They have absolutely no skill yet. They have no practice, and they have no business going out and elephant hunting. You know, an elephant hunter drives by more business every day than they can possibly do in a lifetime. We all drive by more business we can do every day than we can possibly do in a lifetime. And that's why I just love the small groups. So think small, start small. Your small groups, your bread and butter. Your small groups you can do daily. Your small groups you can open up every single week. And then as you get better and better at the service, as you get better and better understanding how the group works, then you add your mid-sized groups in. And then after a while, you might fall over a big group. I mean, I have a group that's my largest group. It's not even really that big. It's like a 1,000-man group. It took me 8 years to close it. It took 8 years. I would stop by from time to time, check in on it. You know, you check in on it. How you doing? You know, they saw me for 8 years. I finally got the group. But if I had waited for that one group, my prepaid legal career would have been over, probably after like month one, because I wouldn't have been willing to wait 8 years to be fed. So you don't start large and have to wait, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 8 years. Probably somebody's waited 10 years to get a group. You start small, you have small groups, you add your mid-sized groups, you know, a couple hundred or a few hundred here or there. Then you add in your large group here and there, and you'll have so many things to do, you will never get tired. You'll have, because those groups you service every single year, they're like little ATM machines, and you'll have your favorite groups that you can go in almost any time and service, which is really terrific. Okay, secret number 4, make sure your members always know how to get a hold of you. I remember going to a class one time and actually had the person in the front of the room bragging that they never gave out their phone number. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe my ears. Even when I was brand new, my members knew how to get a hold of me. I thought it was so important. I mean, why be that salesperson? You know, it's like some people think it's like a hit and run. You know, I'm going to go run out, I'm going to sell these memberships, and then I'm going to run away, and they're never going to see me again. That's crazy, because if you make sure your members know how to get a hold of you, and your members call you. Now, are all your members going to call you? No. But the ones that do, you take care of them. A lot of them, I will say, when you go to use your membership, give me a call, and I'll coach you on how to get through the process of calling the law firm. It's a beautiful thing to do for them. It's so easy, and it gives you another contact with that group. I'll coach them on it. I'll tell them. I'll say, write your questions down. I'll talk to them about calling in, about the intake person taking down their membership number, about the attorney calling them back, about having their questions all written down so they can think clearly about what they want to say to that attorney. You know what? You get referrals from that, and referrals are the lifeblood of your business. I have had people who have given me referrals instantly because I have helped them use their prepaid legal membership. You help people use their prepaid legal memberships, they keep their membership for years and years and years. You know, as you all know, or you probably heard, I have members that are still with me for 20 years. They're still on the books. I still get paid on them. I get little checks in the mail just from my original members. They stay in the books. That's how you have lifetime renewal income. Okay, secret number five, be creative. There's a wealth of groups out there that you can get, you know, with like one meeting. For example, over the years, I created a friendship with, as a principal of a very small school. It was a small school out in the middle of nowhere in northern Arizona. You have to really want to drive to it. The little school is at the top of a hill, literally out in the middle of nowhere. And this principal and I became to be good friends over the years. He had the membership. I helped him with the membership. I helped him out. I'd stop and see him from time to time. Well, after about 10 or 12 years, he became a superintendent of the whole county. So he had superintendents under him. I went and showed him our new identity theft product. I went and showed him, you know, a little bit about ADRS and what was going on with that. He took the identity theft product out for himself. He had me come in and talk to all his superintendents. That was a great meeting. They were stunned. They were out. Most of these people had at least one doctorate, or two or three. Some of them had a lot of doctorates. Between all of them, there was a whole bunch of doctors in that room. They were speechless when I got done. Absolutely speechless. I actually had one of them call me back about 10 months later on the phone. He asked me if I would come out to his school. He asked me if I would talk to all of his employees. I said, sure, I'd love to. Can I have a payroll deduction slot? That's how we usually do it. So, they can take the service out for themselves on payroll deduction. And he said, yes. I mean, that was like unbelievable. I was like driving in my car, talking on the phone. I have a superintendent call me and ask me if I'd come out and talk to all his employees. That's like unheard of, but I had built that relationship and then did my due diligence, did my homework, went out and blew the doors off of that particular room that day, and it worked. Also things like associations. How many of you are members of associations? You know, how many groups can you get out of a good association? If you went to an association meeting, how many different businesses are represented there? Okay, secret number six. Create a way to get more referrals. Referrals are gold. I mean, referrals are everything. It's doing a good job with someone that has taken the service out, totally, respects the fact that you're there, and then saying to them, by the way, Mr. Jones, I can see everybody's happy here. You know, everybody's got the service. We had a great time here. Who else do you know in the widget business that I could go to talk to right now? Would you mind picking up the phone and calling them for me? I've had them do that. I mean, they'll say, well, sure. Have you gone to see Bob Green, down the way? He says, let them know that you were just here. Tell them that, Mel sent you. He'll let you in. And, I mean, that's a referral. And how do you get a referral? You ask for it. I also think that it's a good idea to create a good customer referral reward system. Like if I get a referral from a customer, sending them a thank you note with, a $10 Walmart gift card. I learned about Walmart gift cards in the beginning of my career. At first I thought it was kind of corny. I thought, well, that's kind of weird, a Walmart gift card. People love them. If you're going to go talk to a group that's mainly men, bring a Home Depot gift cards with you. Sometimes I do drawings with them. Sometimes I'll bring 10 $10 gift cards in there and I'll create some kind of frenzy, and we'll draw for, either one person will win 100 or two people will win 50. I'll have them decide how it works. But start some kind of a referral program and reward them for giving you referrals. And by the way, referrals stay in the books awful well. Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about secret number seven. And that's called, sending thank you notes. Oh, my gosh. When I was brand new in this business, that was one of the very first things that I learned from Tom Hopkins. I was listening to him, and he said, basically, there was the first thing that I learned from him is people must like you and trust you. That was the very first thing I learned from him is people must like you and trust you. I thought, well, I think I can do that. The second thing that I could do is I could send out a thank you note. And every time I went out to a group and was trying to get into that group, or just trying to get an appointment set up or trying to get a group appointment set up, I would go home that night and I would write a thank you note to the person that I was trying to get to see, as well as their secretary or anybody else who I talked to in that group. And really, honestly and truly, that is how I got into some of my groups. I just sent a lot of thank you notes because I could do that. Do what you can do. When I was new, I wasn't a whole lot that I could do, but I could do that. You know, you just go out to Walmart or somewhere and just buy packages of gift cards and have fun with it. They're worth their weight in gold, and it will set you apart from every other salesperson out there. I have had meetings where I had sent a thank you note or a note to someone saying, you know, it was great talking to you today. I look forward to seeing you, you know, on Thursday, August 12th at 2 p.m., you know, be there, be square, whatever, and sign it, and I'll have that person bring that note with them to the meeting. I've had that happen a couple times where they would literally bring my note to the meeting. I think they were so stunned that someone actually sent them a note that they brought it to the meeting with them. Okay, secret number 8, do something different. You know, this is such a fun thing to do. It's something that I really enjoy doing, and some of you, you know, especially if you guys have been around for a while, offer to do an identity theft workshop or training. You know, like at a brown bag luncheon for one of your companies. Like, you know, if you have, like, say, a company that's a group of yours, or you have a group that's been a group of yours for a long time, and, you know, they've seen you in one capacity, and, you know, you're kind of like that person that comes in, and, you know, they might, you know, they're not tired of looking at you, but they think they know what you're going to say when you come in every single time. You know, if you do, like, a luncheon, or basically they come in, they either bring their lunch or you bring pizza or whatever, do an identity theft workshop. I mean, we know more about identity theft than anybody else out there. I mean, if you know the 5 main types of identity theft, you know more than 99.9% of all the people out there. People love it. I give out tips of little things that they can do when they go home to help themselves. They absolutely love it. It creates goodwill. Okay, you don't do any selling at the luncheon, which I know for all of us that's hard to do, but you will get sales when you're done, because people are going to go, wow, you know, how can I get this? And you can just say, make an announcement and say, you know, we have all this available for you. You know, you've got protection available for you, as you may or may not know, on payroll deduction. They will see you in an entirely different light. I had a fire department that the guys actually went to the fire chief and told them how much they loved their identity theft training. They loved it. And they told their chief that. And you never hear that. That was just such a new thing. And they'd been a group of mine for, 13, 14 years. And that was a whole new, fresh thing for them to do. Okay. Secret number 9. Study sales. Find some fresh ways to do whatever you do better. You know, I listen to Tom Hopkins, and I still recommend this book, and he actually has it on CD, and he's great to listen to. I listened to Tom Hopkins, How to Master the Art of Selling, for 3 years, every single day. And I'm serious, you guys. I listened to him for 3 solid years every single day. I didn't watch TV for about 12 years. Instead, I filled my mind with all kinds of tapes. And, you know, and books and to change my thinking entirely, because I didn't know how to sell. I frankly wanted to change a lot about myself. And what I did is I just sort of, I re-channeled all my thinking by listening to tapes. But when I listened to Tom Hopkins for 3 solid years, you know, I could still lip sync some of his tapes. I listened to him until I internalized all his techniques and made them my own. And that is truly how I learned how to sell. And, I mean, I just will never forget it, because I did it every single day. It became a part of me. So, you know, there's lots of sales trainers out there. There's lots of great books out there. I mean, Selling to Veto, there's a big book. There's a book, you know, that's a book that Rob Vest talks about, and I think you probably heard about that one maybe in my group school, because they used to talk about getting that book. You know, Selling to Veto. Who's Veto? Veto's a very important top officer. I think Brian Tracy has great selling techniques. There are different people out there that can give you ideas that you can bring to the table and bring to your prepaid legal business. And then finally, secret number 10, just basically decide to be the best you can be and see what happens. Making the decision, the word decision means to cut off from, to decide. You're going to cut off from all other possibilities. If you decide once and for all that you're going to master this business, that you're going to master the group business, that you're going to do well, that you're going to make the calls, that you're going to be out of the house before 8 every day and not come in until after 5. If you master this membership, if you learn them inside out, backwards, forwards, and upside down, if you cultivate the relationships, then I think you can become the best that you want to be. And, Kenneth, that's all I have to say for tonight.
I don't know if we lost him or not.
No, I was had myself muted out, Randy, and I had to hit the button.
Kenneth, are you speechless?
Yeah, well, that might be the day. Linda, as you, as far as I'm concerned, you did one outstanding job. It's always an honor. I hope everyone on the call listened to you, pays heed to what you said, because it will benefit them in years and years to come and help them make money at the same time. Don't you think, Randy?
Absolutely.
And, again, I'd like to say this call was recorded tonight. And, Randy, you have any further comments?
Just, Linda, thank you for doing a great job. I'm glad that we recorded this call. Great tips, got great training from one of the top people on our team. Thank you so much for taking time out to do the call for us tonight.
Thank you, Linda. Great job.
And I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
It's 9 o'clock. Bye-bye.
Mr. Moore, I want to remind everyone of the 9 p.m. Central Standard Time call that will be following this one. We have one of the top vice presidents in prepaid legal will be on the call, as well as one of the top recruiters in the company, and, of course, one of our top platinum executive directors with tips from the top. So we look forward to hearing everyone in just about 30 minutes.
Sounds great. Thanks, Randy.
Good night, everyone.